In 2015, Prime Minister David Cameron was re-elected after promising Britain a referendum on European Union membership. His Conservative Party, governing in coalition with the Liberal Democrats, was splitting over Europe under pressure from the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. Ahead of the referendum in June 2016, Cameron backed Remain, but the Vote Leave campaign, headed by new convert Boris Johnson, won. Cameron resigned a few hours later.
A negotiation with the European Union will need to begin under a new Prime Minister.
The ripples are still being felt. Theresa May won the Conservative leadership contest, promising to make a success of Brexit. In March 2017, Prime Minister May set the clock ticking on 2 years of negotiations with Brussels. That summer, she called a snap election to boost her mandate, but instead she ended up with a hung parliament. The UK and the EU did eventually reach a withdrawal agreement, but Parliament rejected it 3 times.
The noes have it! The noes have it!
Following a series of cabinet resignations, including that of Boris Johnson, whom she'd made Foreign Secretary, Theresa May also quit in July 2019. Re-enter Boris Johnson, this time in the top job, leading the Conservatives into an early election in December 2019 under the slogan Get Brexit Done. He won a large majority in Parliament and the UK left the European Union in January 2020. But a new threat was emerging, the coronavirus. The Johnson government hesitated before imposing a tough lockdown. Later, accounts from inside Downing Street suggested Johnson and government officials had broken their own COVID-19 rules on gatherings. Johnson told Parliament there'd been no partying.
I'm sure that whatever happened, the guidance was followed and the rules were followed at all times.
But in April, he got a police fine, the first sitting Prime Minister to be punished for law-breaking. This summer, after allegations Johnson had appointed a top official despite knowing he was accused of sexual misconduct, dozens of his own MPs resigned. Soon Johnson was out.
I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world.
Liz Truss was the person the Conservative Party membership chose to replace him. Within weeks, a mini-budget announced by her finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, had spooked the markets with its extensive unfunded tax cuts. Truss sacked Kwarteng, but his replacement, Jeremy Hunt, reversed most of the mini-budget, leaving the Prime Minister looking weak. Last week, she stood down after only 44 days in office, the shortest-serving leader in modern British history. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.